Fred Film Radio, welcome to the 61st edition of the Taormina Film Festival. My name is Gonzalo Suarez and I'm sitting here next to Patricia Arquette, the Academy Award winning actress. Patricia has just had a masterclass this morning at the Taormina's Pala Congressi and has now accepted to have a little chat with us. Nicole Kidman has said that Hollywood is not an even playing field. Ava DuVernay has said that to women filmmakers, Hollywood is like the boyfriend who doesn't call you as often, and that the recognition of their imagination and talent is somewhat neglected. Carey Mulligan said film industry is massively sexist. Zoe Saldana described her disgust at being written off by some Hollywood producers after she became pregnant. What is happening, in your opinion? What's your view on the situation of women professionals in Hollywood?
This is the case. This is the way that it's been. I've certainly had to turn down jobs myself because of inappropriate things they would never ask a man. But at the Oscars, I wasn't really talking about acting because I feel I've been very fortunate. Most actresses can never make a living. There is this bias in Hollywood. It is terrible in Hollywood. I have tried to fight to change things in my way. But mostly what I was talking about at the Academy Awards was the millions and millions of women who are not getting paid at regular jobs, the same as their white male counterparts. We have 66 million women and children in poverty in America. 33 million of them would not be if they were getting their full dollar that they earn. We have African American women getting 64 cents on the dollar. We have Latina women making 44 cents on the dollar. They're having to take second and third jobs. There's millions and millions of families with single mothers who cannot be home with their kids after school, who have to take second and third jobs just to feed their kids. They can't, these kids are going to prison, these kids are not going to college. All of these things are happening because their mom has to continuously work to try to earn the same amount of money as her male counterpart.
And what do you think about the idea of having a female president in the U.S.?
I don't know if Hillary Clinton can win just because there's so much animosity towards the Clintons. I don't know why exactly, but I think eventually there will be a woman in the White House. I don't know if it will be this year particularly, but I do think things have changed drastically. We don't live in this nuclear family anymore. More than half the families are divorced. This conversation about women, the women's movement, understanding that feminism is not hating men, feminism is believing women should have the same equal rights as men. That's what it is.
You make a great work about civil, social, and working rights. Is there any relation between this commitment of yours and the roles you accept to work on?
Well, definitely the reason that I gave that speech was because of that character. Because I thought how different this woman's life would have been if she'd made her full dollar and didn't have to keep moving her kids from apartment to apartment, send herself to school and caretake full time and support everyone. So that was a message for the millions of women that are living like that. My mom was a civil rights activist. We were raised to be activists. And I think to be a good actor, you have to care about human beings. And you can't just play some, you know, glamorous, or you can, but it's pretty boring, to play some glamorous, wealthy person. Eventually, if you want to do good work and resonate with people, you want to be able to understand people and the human condition.
At Variety's Actors to Actors show, you spoke with Jake Gyllenhaal, and you mentioned that sometimes you use images of animals and you think of colors to approach a role or a particular scene. Can you develop that idea? How do you actually do that in practical terms?
For me, with different parts, sometimes I approach them differently. Part of what I love about acting is it's alive in the moment with the other actor and what they do. But also the way that you approach acting from part to part can be different. So I'll experiment with different parts. I don't have one way that I approach parts. I might take one character and take archetypes like the crone, the virgin, the hunter, the and put those character traits at different scenes, different points in different scenes, or I might break down a scene where there's an emotional arc in the scene, and then there's a big emotional arc through the whole piece. So in the scene, I might color it different colors, like red might be anger to me, blue might be coolness or sadness, and yellow might be a different color. So I'll make like a watercolor of the scene, then I'll make another one of the next scene, and then the whole project. I just like to approach it in different kinds of ways.
How do you balance your movie career and your TV career?
It sort of balances itself, because sometimes you're out of work and there's no movies you like, and suddenly a TV show comes to you and you're interested in it. So I am a big believer in God, and I'm a big believer in opportunity and believing that I can do something good or learn something important from any project that I'm working on.
Thank you very much, Patricia Arquette, for being here with us today. My name is Gonzalo Suarez, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.